it's time for the occasional, often bi-weekly, becoming more intermittent, window on North Korea. I'm going to spare you the North Korean news announcer's voice today. This is sort of a seat-of-my-pants episode. Didn't prepare, get a chance to polish it like I usually try to do. But there's some interesting things going down that I want to share with you. It has been an unusually hot summer in both North and South Korea. We're hearing a lot of climate-related news from around the globe this year, and this Korean Peninsula is no exception. There have been a couple of articles recently on the dailynk.com, one titled Excessive Heat Wave Wreaking Havoc on Residents and Crops. That was from just this past week, but even 2 weeks ago, there was an article. Ice cream and cold buckwheat noodles keep North Koreans cool in scorching summer heat. So we don't try to cover breaking political news with this series, but we're about everyday life of North Koreans, and certainly this heat wave is affecting everyday life there. I just checked the temperature in Seoul, South Korea. It's about midnight there. It's 82 degrees. The forecast highs for the next week are all in the mid-90s for a full week ahead, and lows in the upper 70s. And I'm sure it's not much better up in North Korea. It's just like 30 miles from the border there in Seoul. So I'm going to share some remarks from those two articles I referred to. And so here's excessive heat wreaking havoc on residents and crops. Unprecedented heat wave, it's called. And there have been a number of victims of heat stroke and heat exhaustion. Those casualties are on the rise. And North Korea has very little cooling equipment in its buildings, and so that makes it even all the worse. And families rarely have cooling equipment in their homes, and a source is quoted as saying, families without any cooling equipment cannot even turn on a fan at night, so they end up sleeping very little. And, of course, it impacts your appetite, and so they're not eating as well. Their immune systems are declining. The quote here says, there are no trees in North Korea. Well, of course, that's not literally true, but there are very comparatively many fewer trees, and finding a cool place, place in the shade even, is a little bit more of a challenge there. And as far as the effect on the crops, the source says, cornfields are drying out due to the drought and intense heat. Farms are following the party's orders to water the cornfields and are attempting to water the crops by hauling out water pails in the early morning hours, but it's impossible to water the fields with such a small quantity of water, and so farmers are worried about this year's harvest. The Korean Central News Agency reported on July 22nd two areas, and actually this is in the southern part of North Korea, recorded temperatures of 39 degrees Celsius, which is 102 degrees Fahrenheit, the highest recorded temperature in those regions since temperature records began. So how do they cope? The next previous article, actually, from a couple weeks earlier when they were already in the midst of this heat wave, ice cream and cold buckwheat noodles keep North Koreans cool in scorching summer heat. This is actually from a radio interview, and the interviewer asked the source what Koreans do to mitigate the uncomfortableness of the heat wave, and anything particular they like to eat. Well, naengmyeon is a famous dish from North Korea. It's cold buckwheat noodles, and I ate that several times in South Korea, and it is refreshing. And also ice cream has been selling very well in the markets. Common sight is people with watermelons chilling in tubs of ice water. Some people put the watermelon in blenders at home then with strawberries, make a refreshing treat. And sometimes the sources are kind of contradictory about the state of things in North Korea. We hear about some of the things that people with a lot of money there, just the fact that there are people with a lot of money is a surprise to some people. They may indulge in some relatively extravagant things, whereas there are still people who can barely find enough to eat. And we were just hearing about how there are no cooling, air conditioning, or even fans. But then on the other hand, people are selling ice cream. And this is quoting from the article here. Some of the vendors with freezers have been making popsicles and ice cream to sell at the markets. As little as 1 or 2 years ago, Many were grumbling that there wasn't enough electricity to keep ice frozen long enough to keep a business running. But now, with the proliferation of solar panels, the electricity generated at homes has gone a long way in addressing this problem. That's just so interesting to me that solar power is on the rise in North Korea. I still haven't gotten a good answer of where their panels, I imagine they come from China. And of course, there's supposedly sanctions against trade with North Korea right now, but there are lots of exceptions being made or under the radar transactions going on. So they don't have power for fans, which I don't exactly understand, but of course, air conditioning is a bit of a challenge for solar power, any heating or cooling, so that's understandable that there's the solar power is not going to start making up for the air conditioning. The fruits that they like to eat in North Korea include, we mentioned watermelon, blueberries, and then there's a quote from the source saying, a woman in Rangyang province told me she bought an apple at the market and put it in the freezer for a day before eating it frozen. She said it was refreshing and delicious. So that's a new thought I've never heard of before. It seems like you'd either have an apple capable of breaking your teeth or else you let it thaw out and you have a very mushy apple, but maybe there's just the right spot in between. And lastly, well, now brace yourselves for this. The 17th of July was the first of the dog days in North Korea. So there are three dog days in the summer. It's based on the on the lunar calendar, so it's not predictable exactly which date it's going to happen every year, but they are from the first to the last, about a month apart, and there's the early dog day, the middle dog day, and the last dog day. And in Korea, the dog days of summer have an extra meaning that people like to go to restaurants and eat bochindang, which is dog stew. While restaurants are not the big commercial thing that they are in South Korea now, so a lot of people will just do this at home. The price of meat has been going up slightly this year. This is in contrast, well, not entirely in contrast, but in South Korea and during the dog days, they like to eat ginseng chicken soup, samgyetang, which is, I can vouch for the fact that it is very delicious. It's a whole chicken that has been stuffed with rice and ginseng and ginger, some nuts, like pine nuts, but other larger type nuts. It's escaped me at the moment, and it's all cooked in a broth. And I don't quite understand why it's so popular in the summer. I guess it's kind of the theory that you drive the heat out of yourself by indulging in this hot dish. But it doesn't seem to be quite the thing in North Korea. Yeah, and they do have their different seasonal foods. People commonly eat bochindang, the dog stew, in the summer, boiled chicken or rabbit soup in the fall and spring, and in the winter, sticky rice cake with oil and eggs is most common. So that's how the North Koreans deal with the heat of summer, is by eating their dog stew, but also the cold buckwheat noodles and fruit in various refreshing forms. As far as just lastly here on the supply of meat in North Korea, the price has been going up some, but beef is still, I don't know if it still has become the most popular meat there. Beef from grazing cattle, this is in Gangwon Province area, the southeastern part of North Korea. The best beef is sent to Pyongyang and also canned for distribution to children at preschools and daycare centers. Then quoting now from the article, naturally, crime and corruption in the distribution process prevent some beef from reaching its final destination. Stress on the naturally there. But the situation has greatly improved compared to the past. My sources added that the amount of damaged beef on the daily markets is likely decreased. Of all the different types of meats commonly consumed in North Korea, beef is the highest quality. End quote. So that's the hot weather scene in North Korea this summer, and no end in sight. Window on North Korea is getting a little more sporadic, but approximately every other Saturday at 10 o'clock during the Saturday morning mix, and previous episodes are posted on our website, ktwh.org/programs.